thank you for tuning in. Try those other stations, now you're back again. That daily dose of that Anchor Bone. Now we gon' throw a party, and we gon' be together all day. So holla at me, gonna take a little seat and listen to what I really have to say. Yeah, nailed it. What's going on? This is Anchor Pong. And I would like to welcome you guys to another edition of the Anchor Pong Show. Hope you guys are doing well, wherever you're listening from in the world. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, I want to talk to you guys about bouts with depression. Because oftentimes I hear people say that they beat depression. You know, which is a fair statement, I guess. But depression has a way of creeping back in. Something that you think you have beat. Something you think you have mastered. And depression will sneak its way in. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Every September, you know, certain people in my family are having just a bad month, the whole month of September, because September in our family is surrounded by death. A few of my cousins died in September. My dad died in September. You know what I'm saying? And it has people doing a lot of thinking. And then just the current state of things itself. It has you thinking about your own life, the things that's going on, you know, inside your head. And it does it every year. Never fails. And, you know, a lot of us are on social media platforms, and we express some of these feelings. And sometimes when people post certain things, I catch their energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel their pain. I feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you can't tell nobody what to post on their page. You know what I'm saying? You know. And people, some people, they get, offended by it. But me, I feel like it's an outlet for people to say what they need to say. You know what I'm saying? So, I welcome that, me personally. You know what I'm saying? But depression, it's a funny thing, man. You just don't know when it's gonna come. Like, everything can be going great. And it'll just creep up on you. A lot of people think when you buy things and go on trips and stuff like that, that helps you with your depression. A lot of times those things don't fix the holes that's in your heart. I've known people with lots of money, lots of opportunity and all kind of stuff, and they still was in bad shape as far as their mental goes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just need a hug. Sometimes a person just needs somebody to talk to. That's why my door is always open. If I have the time available, you know what I'm saying? I make sure that I listen to people. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people are depressed because they feel like don't nobody hear them. Truly. A lot of times when people talk when they're depressed, the person tries to offer insight. And I guess ways to solve the problem. And a lot of times that's problematic within itself, because all people wanted you to do in the first place was just listen. Just listen. You know? And I'm guilty of that myself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I be trying to Olivia Pope and help get rid of the problem and not truly listen. You know what I'm saying? I'm guilty of it too. So, you know, those are things that I guess we just need to work on. I feel like, honestly, mental health just in the Black community is considered like a stigma. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody want to be known as crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's different phases of all this mental health stuff, man. It's people with more anxiety than others. It's people that hide their depression. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of people that just keep that stuff built up inside. You know what I'm saying? It's people handle things differently when it comes to depression. That's why I honestly, since I've been an adult, I don't make fun or I don't take lightly to mental illness, man. I really don't. You know, honestly, I started to notice the realization of how real mental health was, like, in my early adulthood. I had a friend, and someone slipped something in his drink, and he was never the same. You know what I'm saying? And people used to try to take advantage of that all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's levels to this, man. I could never sit down and truly explain, you know, the dynamics of it, but I think it's something that needs to be addressed. I think that people need to realize that you never truly beat depression. You just have bouts with it. Now, you may win that bout, but depression, it'll always be laying there in the cut.
It puts your hands together now for the podcast on the charts forever now. Top spot is his home, it's Anchor Point.